hear that bell. Maybe you don't know me very well. Maybe you don't know me very well. Maybe you don't know me very well. It's Country Funk time. Welcome, Portland. Good morning. We just heard You Don't Know Me by John Surge and the Haymakers. And John Surge is our special guest. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Captain. Great to be with you.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love your music. I've seen your shows in LA, and you always deliver.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I have to say, I love that song too, You Don't Know Me, so I'm glad you're playing it on the radio. I appreciate that.
Oh yeah, no, it is a rocker. I mean, that is great. And we're gonna hear a bunch more of your songs. John has a long history with cowpunk music and Western Edge. He is an expert, and we're gonna hear more about it. You call yourself an expert, right?
I don't know if I'm an expert. I definitely know the catalog, and I've just taken upon myself here in the community to make sure that the 80s country inspiration, the movement that they kind of dubbed cowpunk, you know, it's kind of kept alive in the hearts and minds of some of the younger folks that come through town and play country music here. So, you know, I make sure that we have some shows that play that celebrate that music. I actually like to record one of the songs on each of my albums, which I have done. So yeah, I guess I'm more of a keeper of the flame, or, you know, flyer of the flag, so to speak.
Well, that's amazing. Let's we're gonna hear Border Radio by the Blasters. Is that a good place to start?
Man, that's a good one. That's a great Dave Alvin classic. Let's hear it. Turn it up.
All right, well, first we got to say, we do It's Country Funk Time on 107.1 and 90.1 FM, and you are encouraged to peruse the archives or stream live on xray.fm, or go there and press the blue button, because we're having a mini fun drive. So if you have any extra dollars that you want to help support community radio, please do. But with that said, I think it's time for some Border Radio. What say you, John Surge?
Here it is.
It's Country Funk Time!
Someday you let's just save the night and go home.
Okay, we're back and it's country funk time, and we just heard the amazing Dwight Yoakam playing Long White Cadillac. How's that make you feel?
That one's a classic for sure. That's a Blasters classic written by Dave Alvin and then done by Dwight Yoakam, revved up a couple notches, and I don't know, it doesn't get much better for me, Captain.
No, I mean, he broke open country music for so many people. I mean, he electrified LA. Would you consider that a true statement?
I would consider that very true. I would say that, you know, Dwight was one of those that, you know, people who don't like country, of course, thought they didn't like country music, like Dwight Yoakam. So I always think that's not a bad thing, right?
Oh, that's amazing. He's a gateway guy.
He's a gateway guy, for sure. He was, I think he's still inspiring younger artists. Still doing it, you know, in his 70s. Pretty powerful.
And a big proponent of the Fringe. He's a big Fringe guy.
Fringe guy. I haven't got to the Fringe yet. I'm a little scared of the Fringe.
It's not the easiest thing to make Fringe work for you, but when it works, it works.
Oh, yeah.
So kudos to Dwight. So maybe you could take some of that Fringe energy, which is, you know, big Fringe energy, and tell us about some of your songs.
Right? I like that, big Fringe energy.
We're going to hear a block of your songs. So you want to tell us a little bit about what goes into making a John Surge song?
Yeah, the first song is Almost Time. I'm sorry, the first song is You're So Right from our album Almost Time that we recorded just outside San Antonio with a producer named Tommy Dedimore, who I'm sad to say just last week passed away.
And that's
just
rough.
Kind of suddenly. He was only 70 years old. He was a really famous producer who worked with Doug Somm, Jim Lauderdale, Sonny Sweeney, Jesse Daniel, so many artists, and we got to go out there and record with him for 9 days and did this song, You're So Right, that actually charted number 32 on the Americana Music radio charts. And then there's a couple songs. We recorded a cover of the Beat Farmers' Gun Sale at the Church, and that you're going to hear. And then I had the pleasure to record a Chip and Tony Kidman song from Rank and File called Big Train. And it was very, very cool that Chip Kidman actually agreed to sing, play guitar and harmonica on that song. So that was a real thrill for me, being a big Rank and File fan.
Awesome. Well, we're gonna relive some of your highlights of your life there, being on the charts, working with your heroes. Oh my goodness, what a privilege. It's country funk time.
You tried to tell me, but my heart wouldn't listen. I was too busy thinking about the hugging and the kissing. You stepped on the brakes, I never saw the lights. Little by little, there was something missing. I could tell our love was in a bad condition. I tried to hold on with all my might. You're so right, didn't take that long. From I think I love you till I think I'm gone. You're so right. Chance, all it took was one last night. so right. Didn't take that long from a think I love you to a think I'm gone. You're so right. It's like a sad love song. So right, we're so wrong. transportation, there is nothing that lasts. We don't know where we're going or if we're coming back. So come along and ride the big train.
It's Country Funk Time with John Surge talking about cowpunk and Western Edge. John, that block of your songs was amazing. Thank you.
Well, thank you for playing those songs. I'm having a funkin' good time with you, Captain.
Yes, you are. Spread the word, funkin' good time. I hear you're going to Americana Week. Can you elaborate?
Americana Fest, yeah, in Nashville. Happens every year. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's like Disneyland for people that like country-leaning music, and I've been going the last few years and play shows out there, but this year I'm doing something kind of really cool with my friends at Mule Kick Productions. We're putting on a show called Western Edge to 80s, which we have a killer house band, and we're having all these great guests, and we're going to go through the catalog for almost 3 hours of all the Western Edge music from LA's 80s bands, the Long Riders, the Beat Farmers, Dwight Yoakam, Rank and File, Lone Justice, and on and on and on. So it's going to be a killer afternoon at Love and Exile Wines if anybody's going out there. And I'm just always excited to be able to share the music of the Western Edge with people that maybe not know those songs all that well.
All right, I might get a plane ticket. I think I got some points. I might be able to score a ticket. So how about we hear some Lone Justice? You up for that, maybe?
I think let's hear Wait Till We Get Home.
Done. It's Country Funk Time.
Them. Thank you.
It's Country Funk Time. We just heard Passionate Kisses from Lucinda Williams, and we're talking with John Serge about cowpunk and Western Edge.
Well, that was a great block of songs there. We had Lone Justice, we had Rank and File, who's probably my biggest fave from that era, and then Lucinda Williams, who's just a legendary singer and songwriter.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorites from this era is Jason and the Scorchers, and I hear you got to open up for them. How was that?
Well, it's actually going to take a little farther. It wasn't Jason and the Scorchers, but it's Jason Ringenberg from Jason and the Scorchers was coming out to L.A. to play some shows, and through a friend of a friend, he needed a band. So we became Jason and the Haymakers.
Jason and the Haymakers. Is that how you built the show?
No, we did not. No. It was Jason Ringenberg, but my band, we learned a bunch of the Jason and the Scorchers songs and Jason solo songs and played three just fabulous shows. We did get to open the show, but we played three shows with Jason and also Rosie Flores on the bill. But playing those Scorcher songs with Jason fronting it was really so special.
Sounds amazing. Just audience members, just know dreams do come true. I know a lot of times we get a lot of evidence from the world to the contrary, but dreams do come true. Listen to John Serge here playing with multiple heroes, making his own music, keeping the dream alive. Oh my goodness, what an inspiration.
Sometimes all you gotta do is ask, Captain.
Oh, I love it. You hear that, people? All you have to do is ask. Look at this. I'm putting that on a mug that I'm going to sip from and be inspired every morning. You want to hear this Jason the Scorchers song?
Let's hear it.
Darling, I know you'll always say that you love me. So where are you?
goddamn fall. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Ooh, love is the devil, but it won't get me. Love is fine if it's on your side. Love did me wrong and how I've cried. Love made my baby put me down. Now the news is all over town.
everybody. It's Country Funk Time. We just heard Marisol because I couldn't leave this show without hearing another John Surge song. And I want to thank you, John Surge, for being a great guest, but mostly devoting all your energy to making great music and keeping a great legacy alive. You know, it's amazing. So thank you.
Thank you, Captain. Thanks for having me. And keep the funk alive.
The funk is strong. All right, everybody. Thanks, X-Ray FM, for having me. Thank you, John Surge. And we will see you next week with some new sort of nonsense.